This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number 877-217-5757. We're spending a few moments with Randy Hayden, the seasoned public relations specialist, a guy who used to be quite a reporter down at the Capitol, and he is here to talk about something that is important to us all. I think most of us are in favor of a smoke-free society, and he is speaking on behalf of the American Non-Smokers Foundation. Good morning to you, Randy.
Morning, Jim, and thanks for the kind words, particularly about the reporter deal. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember you.
As you remember, yeah.
You and Brooks Reed were tearing up the Capitol back in the day.
There you go, yeah.
Well, Randy, you have become one of the top non-smoking zealots in the world, and some people believe that, of course, is a badge of honor. Most people don't smoke, but I think still about 30% of the people in Louisiana do. But what is the smoke-free Music Cities concept and the Non-Smokers Foundation? What are you doing that is of a note that you're here to talk about?
Yeah, Jim, thanks so much for the opportunity. SmokeFreeMusicCities.org is the organization. It's a project of, as you said, American Non-Smokers Rights Foundation. It's been around for a couple of years, and we came up with this concept when COVID and the pandemic hit and people were locked into their homes and they couldn't get out. And still, in many instances, actually most instances, we don't have live venues that are open. We thought, wouldn't it be great if we expanded our efforts through smoke-free music cities and put on just a few little short live concerts for people to be able to watch? A little bit of background. There is probably a great deal of argument as to what the great music cities in America are. And so we came up with 32 that pretty much are on everybody's list. Of those 32, 19 of them are smoke-free cities. The rest of them still allow smoking. The interesting thing, and I think the great thing, is that of all of the cities across America and all of the states, Louisiana has the most cities. We've got four, which is twice any other state as far as a music city is concerned. We've got New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and Lake Charles, all across that that I-10 corridor. And we've got musicians that have been putting on these little concerts, and we'll go all the way up to October 2nd when Marsha Ball from Benton, Louisiana, will close us out. But we've had great participation from Louisiana artist Sean Ardwin, the Zydeco performer, Grammy-nominated from Lake Charles, Louisiana, participated. Jess Davis, a soul singer and writer from Baton Rouge. Deacon John, we're all familiar with all Deacon right. John. I would bet that you would remember Deacon John sang the national anthem at Bobby Jindal's inauguration. Little-known trivia fact, and I know that you're all about the trivia.
I think that was
but these
the
are some
first
of the
one.
Louisiana people that have participated with us over the weeks.
All right. Well, the Marsha Ball, October 2nd, for those who want to see and hear Marsha, as we often do, any chance we get, what's the best way to do it?
You can go to smokefreemusiccities.org, and they'll put you immediately into a link for the YouTube page. And the YouTube page will be live. It'll be in Central Time Zone, 5 o'clock on Friday, October 2nd. It'll wrap us up. Marsha kind of joked she spent 35 years in smoking bars, the last 15 in non-smoking bars, and she's so glad that she's still around and still kicking and still performing like a pro.
All right, a listener asks, it's Smoke-Free Music Cities, plural, right?
Yes, smokefreemusiccities.org.
That's where you can go Friday, October 2nd, 5 p.m., the great Marsha Ball.
Yeah, you can actually go there earlier. We've got, tomorrow, Smoke-Free Nashville is having a concert in Nashville, Tennessee. They're a smoking city. Nashville, however, famed for its country music. Their musicians are trying to become smoke-free over there. So they're going to have a concert tomorrow at 7 p.m., and you can go to smokefreenashville.com and get that link. Friday, we're going to have another concert. We've basically been doing two a week, and they'll be Tuesdays or Friday afternoons.
All right, Randy. Thank you. Appreciate your comments.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you much.
See you soon. And we're in studio with two people involved with one of the great entities in Baton Rouge, the Kids Orchestra. 10 years, and Jody Anae's been around for almost 9 of the 10, and Sam Trevathan for 5, and they are here to talk about the latest endeavor. And, of course, this is a new time, and the Kids Orchestra is going 100% virtual. So tell us about this. Jody, these are new days. You have to adjust, and looks like you've done it well.
Well, Jim, we figured out in March when the schools closed that we had to pivot, and we had to do it quickly, and we had to make sure that we offered our kids something, because we could not let the music go. Not having kids orchestra was not an option. So we came up with a great virtual program, which we piloted, called KO at Home, and it just worked so great. And now I'm going to let Sam tell you about what we're doing this year.
All right. Well, I know there are music lessons that are open to students kindergarten and above. How does that work?
Absolutely. So good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us. And if I could, I'll lead with our mission, because I think it's always a great kickoff point. So Kids Orchestra's updated mission is to build a community of creative, confident, socially engaged students through music education. I think that's a great launching point to talk about. KO at Home, we are going to be offering pre-recorded lessons, as well as virtual group lessons, as well as virtual private music lessons. So all of our families that are at home, in hybrid situations, in between school, trying to stay socially distant and involved in our program, or just finding new ways to be enriched at home, that's what our offerings are setting out to do. We have a lot of great teachers, a lot of great content that we're really excited to be sharing as we move into this year. Our applications are recently opened online. You can find those applications at kidsorchestra.org is our website, and just go to the KO at Home page. It's a great place to find all the resources there. Coming up, we have a virtual open house for parents, which is next Wednesday, which we're very excited for parents to join us and ask any questions, check out the applications. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more. In addition to what we are doing with our regular programming, we are also offering something called VESSEL. That's our virtual social and emotional learning program, and that's where we are going to be offering some social-emotional lessons where we're pouring positivity into the students' and families' lives, and that's all about learning about self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, responsible decision-making while students are between home.
KidsOrchestra.org, and Jody, it's 300 students have benefited from this over the last 10 years. Those kids, where do they come from? Are they like the upper crust, or do you have a mixed group of children?
Oh, we have a real mix. And actually, Jim, I was adding up how many kids' lives we have touched in the last 10 years, and it's well over 8,000 children that have gone through our programs, and we've done over 60,000 lessons. And our children come from all over Baton Rouge, not just upper crust, and not just lower. We address all children, and we offer Kids Orchestra to any child. We have scholarship programs. We never turn a child away.
Okay, you can apply online. That's kidsorchestra.org. When does all this begin?
Applications have already started, and then we're starting lessons next week.
So it's important to get in if you're listening now and you have a limited number of openings?
We have about 200 openings, but the thing is that we've also gotten calls from Atlanta, Georgia, from Nebraska, from Boston, wanting us to open up, and there's a possibility that we might do that as well.
All right, and I see you're offering free learning resources that include instrument care guides, virtual social emotional learning, music for all videos, and Lanyap music resources. So you're going the extra mile to make this as palatable as possible in these new days. A listener asks, is there a phone number? Some people like to do the old school way. It's always nice to talk to a real person. What's the best way to reach you if you go to the telephone?
Absolutely. So you can reach us at 225-922-4656. That will take you to our phone tree, and you can dial 103 to speak to me directly, the education director. I'd be happy to speak to any interested families out there about any questions around the application, scholarship opportunities, anything else you guys want to know about.
All right.
We're here for you.
Sam Trevathan, and the number again is 922-4656, 225-922-4656. One of the great entities in Baton Rouge, the Kids Orchestra. And Jody, you're all smiles under your mask. I know you're quite proud of what this organization has done over the last decade.
I am. I am so proud. I mean, it's so wonderful to celebrate 10 years of what we've done in this city. And we have lots and lots of activities planned, so be on the lookout.
All right. Well, former Chicago Bears star Gale Sayers, considered one of the great running backs in NFL history, despite a career cut short by knee injuries, only 7 years, has died at 77. He had dementia. He was the youngest inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 34, holds a record, 6 touchdowns in a game that was equaled by, he actually equaled Dub Jones' record, the father of Bird, who's still alive in Ruston, Louisiana, and the oldest member of the Cleveland Browns championship teams of the 1950s, the only person still alive from those years. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plans provide signature support for Talk Louisiana.